I really can't
but
stay.
Baby, it's cold.
Yep, I'm going to keep playing that song because it's the holidays and I love it. Welcome back to the Americhicks, Molly and Kim. Kim's out today. In studio with us is Mark Cook, and Kim starts with Home Mortgage Alliance. We have on the line with us Carrie Lucas. She's the president of the Independent Women's Forum. We were talking about the Women's March. Carrie, I'm glad you joined us because you've been really on top of this. Quickly, what do you think? Is there a splinter in the Women's March? Are they starting to break up? Are they starting to see through the chaos to say, hey, this isn't really all about all women?
Yeah, you know, it's really, I find it kind of exciting. I do think that there's a lot of women who I just kind of signed up for the Women's March when they were, you know, a lot of people were frustrated by the election. So I'd wanted to Hillary Clinton, but they still weren't. They're not radical, like anti-American, leftist.
Yeah.
And I think that now some of those women are looking up and saying, like, hey, wait a minute. This leadership is totally out of step with my values. You know, even if you're on the left, there's a lot of people on the left who aren't comfortable with somebody who's hanging out with Louis Farrakhan and saying nice things about Sharia law. These women are true radicals. And so I do think that the Women's March is kind of having a reckoning.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that with the Sharia law, because that's one of the things with Linda Sarsour. I mean, people are looking at her saying she's for women, but they don't understand what she stands for. Because Sharia law is anti-women, it's anti-women's rights, and it's anti-homosexual, which I find really hypocritical, since we've got the Women's March here in Colorado that's changing the spelling of women from W-O-M-E-N to W-O-M-X-N so that it's inclusive of other genders. What do you think about that, Carrie?
Yeah, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You know, Linda Sarsour, this isn't just, you know, her having made one comment, like, you know, decades ago. This is a woman who has consistently said things kind of dismissive of the problems in Saudi Arabia or Saudi Arabia's, you know, mistreatment of women. And she made an offhanded, kind of joke or allusion to female genital mutilation when talking to talking about a survivor of female genital mutilation. Ugh. I mean, this is really crazy stuff. And I think that this is, you know, I think a lot of people are recognizing that this isn't about women. This is not just about women who think that, you know, didn't like everything that, that President Trump said in his past. This is really kind of a radical leftist group, and they're using women as a fig leaf. And I think there's some women out there who say, hey, this isn't for me. And it's about time. It'll be really interesting, I think, to see just how many people actually turn out in January, because I don't think it's going to be nearly as big a deal as it was last time.
Yeah, okay, I grossed me out just a little bit there. I did not hear her joke about the female genital mutilation. I know that is the thing with Sharia law, which really scares me and makes me sick to my stomach. And I know that that's happening here in America. And some folks are looking the other way at it.
Yeah, yeah, no, she said something that this woman doesn't even deserve to have a vagina or something. It was just like, what are you? This is just crazy, right? I mean, that's not something that normal people, it's even in your thought process as something to say about someone.
No.
It's really quite an extreme situation. So, yeah, but it'll be interesting. You know, I think there's another thing going on. A lot of women who we heard, you know, there was so much fear during the election. There was this sense that you know, if Donald Trump was elected, you know, what was going to happen? Is he going to, you know, overthrow the government or, you know, totally take out our institutions? There was just total alarmism and really kind of ridiculous worries about what was going to happen. And now I think there's a lot of women out there who, yeah, sure, they may have wanted Hillary more than President Trump, but are now saying, you know what, you know, things aren't so bad. We've got rising job opportunities, rising wages, economy's looking pretty good. You know, nothing terrible has happened. And so I think that's also going to take a little bit of wind out of the sails, just because there was so much overheated rhetoric, and now none of it has come to pass.
Methinks thou protest too much, right? What are you going to protest when there is nobody to go out into the streets because everybody's enjoying a really great life, you know, working hard and making good money, and their 401k is booming, and, you know, now they're like, they can go out there and they can afford things. What are you going to protest? But, you know, yeah, one of the other big things, too, I noticed with the founder of the Women's March, Teresa Shook, she's asking the four leaders of the movement to step down because they refuse to break ties with known anti-Semites like Louis Farrakhan. There are women who go to the women's marches who are Jewish. And so, you know, what does that say to women when basically, you know, the leaders are standing up there saying that we stand with people that are anti-Judaism?
Yeah, it's you know, it's funny because if you go on to the list of the Women's March website, they have this long list of kind of their principles, and it's clear that this isn't just about women. It's about, you know, having a fair, what they call a living wage and a higher minimum wage and all sorts of leftist economic policies. Then they talk about inclusion, and they have a long list of basically everybody under the sun, you know, not just you know, lesbians and gays, but also, you know, long list transgender and everything else you can imagine. But there is a noticeable absence there, and that's Jewish women. They don't say anything about Jewish women. They say stuff about being inclusive of Muslims, but it's kind of shocking. I feel like, as somebody who's grown up in what I've considered a Judeo-Christian environment, where we are clearly, we recognize that anti-Semitism has absolutely no place in America. It should go without saying. But then there are a lot of people who seem to be, not so uncomfortable with this type of discrimination.
Yeah. One last thing, really quick, Carrie. What are your thoughts on the people like Barbara Streisand and those folks that are women in America who have had the opportunity to go out and work hard and become very, very successful, and then themselves come out and shame other women, say if they voted for Trump, they didn't use their brains, they were too stupid, they weren't educated, they just did what their husbands told them to. What do you think about women shaming other women for using their brains and voting based on their principles?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a sad situation. I feel like there's a lot of women like Barbara Streisand who must be very frustrated and feel disempowered and just be kind of because it's not at all appropriate. It's the kind of thing that I feel like grown-ups know you aren't supposed to do, and that's not the way you talk about other people, especially about ideas. And this is a woman who's now insulting, you know, about 40% of women in America as if we're all stupid and can't use our own minds. It's frankly sexism, and it's really a shame. I think a lot of people, though, when they see that, a lot of even, you know, women, non-conservative women, look at that and say, you know, find it off-putting, because, you know, usually I don't like hearing other people insult other people and swaths or big groups as if your group membership or what you believe kind of, it means that you don't deserve respect. That's not nice, and that's something I feel like everyone should be able to agree on, Republicans and Democrats alike.
I agree too. If you don't support all women, then I don't think you should call it a women's march.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Carrie Lucas, thanks for all that you all are doing at Independence Women's Forum. We appreciate your voice. You're a very solid, principled voice for women, and we appreciate you. Thanks for calling.
Great. Well, thanks so much for having me on.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Well, maybe it is a sign of unity if women are actually calling out the other groups of women that are holding them down or calling them out or pointing fingers at them. One last thing before we go. Wanted to just make a comment about what just happened in France. I thought this was pretty cool. And I think it's important to us because it's coming here soon. Macron, thankfully, finally has decided to back off on that tax increase on fuel, because I think it was more than 280,000 people in the streets protesting. They were going to raise their gas price is so high under the guise of climate change. We want to do something better for the climate, but instead of doing something to climate by going to countries that are actually hurting the climate, they're hurting their own working class. People need to be able to afford gasoline. And if it's affordable and reliable and safe, why in the world would you make it anything but? Because working people, they need it for their trucks and for their cars to get to their jobs or to do what they have to do to make a living. I think it's interesting. And thankfully, he finally backed down after all this time. But wouldn't it have been nice if he did it before 3 people died, 100 people were injured, and 400 or more were arrested? I mean, this is a really big deal. You know, this climate, you're going after this climate change and you want to make some changes. That's fine. Make some changes, but do it in a smart way. Attacking the wallets of middle income and lower income folks is not going to be helpful. It's not helpful for the economy. It's not helpful for your country. And it's certainly not good for politics, because the people will fight. We saw what our founding fathers did, the revolution over a little bit of increase on some stamps and some tea and things like that. We don't want that. The free market will decide. And this is a good way to show the proof is in the protest. I think it's very interesting that in France, they're seeing that the market will decide what we're going to be willing to pay for certain goods and services. And the government shouldn't try to make it too expensive, or we will fight back. But that is coming here to America, even though people across the board have said, you know, we voted against Prop 112. We said we don't want you making big changes here in oil and gas and taking away our opportunity for inexpensive gas. we're going to see what's going to happen, because I think that the big money guys are going after Congress, and we may see some of that in America. So keep your eyes open. Quote for the day, Samuel Adams: a general dissolution of principles and manners will most surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But when they once lose their virtue, then they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Don't lose your virtues. We're the AmeriChicks, Molly and Kim. Have an awesome day. God bless you, and God bless America.